Well, as we continue, of course, everybody wants to think about disaster preparedness after the floods of a couple years back. We've gotten over the idea that it can't happen to us here. But some strides have been made when it comes to disaster preparedness that's really going to resonate with some people particularly. The American Kennel Club and the Duluth branch of the American Kennel Club and the Arrowhead Region Emergency Management Association got together and have gotten a pet rescue rehab trailer for use with major disasters. Dwayne Johnson is with the St. Louis County Rescue Squad, and according to the Duluth Kennel Club, he's their favorite emergency manager, and he was instrumental in getting this resource. Hey, Dwayne, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
So tell us, first of all, a little bit about why now. It's, I asked you before we went on the air, I said, I remember the benzene spill of 92 and they were, you know, encouraging people to evacuate if they wanted to. But no, pets were not allowed at the evacuation centers. Things have certainly changed in 25 years or so.
They have. They have. And excuse me. There's really two initiatives that have happened. One was Hurricane Katrina. We saw a lot of horror stories on videos on people just didn't want to leave their pets. And they really weren't prepared to house the animals along with the people in human shelters. The state of Minnesota is now mandating all counties to have a pet sheltering plan. So really, what good is a plan without equipment? So we kind of stumbled upon this trailer through a group called AKC Reunite. And if you look online, they have a map, and a lot of their trailers are on the coastal areas that deal with hurricanes and emergencies routinely. There is one in Anoka County in Minnesota, and we are fortunate enough to get the second trailer in the state. And as you mentioned, the Arrowhead Region of Emergency Managers, which is made up of 11 counties and four tribes. So also the tribal partners are part of this trailer also.
Oh, fantastic.
So it covers up to Cook County, Lake, over to Cooch County, down to Cass, Aiken, Pine, down to Pine County. So it's a regional asset that it is housed here in Duluth and St. Louis County.
So tell us a little bit about what the trailer involves. It sounds from reading the description like it can kind of set up a little emergency shelter anywhere you might need it to be. This is not actually in the trailer because it looks kind of like a camper. It's like a pull-behind.
Correct. It's a pull-behind enclosed trailer, and basically it contains the contents to set up a pet shelter. So the process would be if we need to evacuate, unfortunately we have severe risk of wildfire here in St. Louis County. If we were to evacuate an area and set up a shelter for humans, we would find a spot outside or next to or in a garage that we could set up the shelter. So inside the trailer is 50 crates, collars, leashes, bowls, everything except food and water, including a generator for power, cleaning supplies, wristband so we can tag the owner and the pet, so make sure that they get the right one.
You've got a microchip reader.
There is a microchip reader inside of it, and that's kind of how this whole thing started. I wanted a chip reader in case, you know, in emergencies we could identify pets quickly, and they talked me into this trailer. So it kind of morphed into something more than we wanted, but we had to be sponsored by a local kennel club. So the Duluth Kennel Club is our sponsor. They did donate some funds towards the trailer. Their logo is on the trailer. The region chipped in about $11,000, and the total package is a $22,000 package complete. That's with the trailer, the generator, the supplies, and the whole bit.
Well, yeah, since it's basically got most of northern Minnesota, I mean, there's several counties involved, but there isn't another trailer until you get, you know, down to Anoka, it would seem that it might be available in case of some kind of a catastrophic, a tornado, perhaps, that you could jump into the truck and hook it up and off you go.
Absolutely. And our Sheriff Ross Lippman and Undersheriff Phillips are real pro sharing. If a different region were to call us, Yep, we'll hook it up and you cover our gas and we'll bring it to wherever you need it to. So we're real, real focused on sharing, and not only the worst thing we want is for this thing to sit in the garage and collect dust.
Absolutely.
It was used last week. BJ Colstead up in Lake County, their emergency manager, had a sheltering exercise and training, and we added the pet part to it. So they were doing humans inside and we had the pets outside. It was more of a, hey, here's the resource we have. Here's what's available to you. And they did set up a little mini pet shelter and had some pets check in. My sister, who owns a pug in 2 hours, actually was part of the process. So they went in and registered and what paperwork is required and that kind of thing. It's also going up to Cook County at the end of the month. They have an emergency services conference, and they're going to add pet sheltering as part of their training. So it's really starting to being a dog lover myself. And I wouldn't leave my house without our now 2.5-year-old lab. So it's just not going to happen. So now that we have this resource, at least we can say, hey, bring your pet with. We have, we have facilities for your pet. You can be inside. They can be outside. You can still be together. You can go outside, walk them, be together.
And so if people are saying, this is all very well and good, but I am not a dog lover, or I've got a severe allergy, I've got people in my family with severe allergies, they don't need to worry that the animals are necessarily going to be bunking on the people's beds
the way
you and I do it at home, for example.
Correct. When you set up a shelter, the animals are not allowed, service animals, obviously, but there is a definite separation between a human shelter and a pet shelter.
But for example, in the instance of the flooding that we experienced a few years ago, there would have been some options there to help people get their companion animals out if they needed that
absolutely.
Help.
Absolutely. Yep, okay. Absolutely. And what we find here a lot of times in the Northlands, people are resilient. When we had the flood, the wind event in July 21st,
right.
What did people do? They went outside, fired up the generator, and slept in the camper. We don't have a high need, not saying that we won't have, but I think it will take something that, catastrophic, a wildfire where you have to get out now, and having a go kit, not only for yourself, but for your pets. Because now you've got Fido, we need a little bit of food, and if they're on medications for a couple of days, so we can get things going and get a vet involved. And so having that go kit for, 48, 72 hours for yourself and your pets is also important to have.
Well, and you don't necessarily think of that. I know I was surprised up here. I hadn't lived here very long, and I was married to a guy who grew up in Duluth, and the tornado warning sounded, and he looked at me like, what? And I said, no, don't you know what you do? I grew up in southern Minnesota. No, we go in the basement now. We get the animals, we go in the basement. And he, there are not a lot of tornado warnings up here, for example. And you realize, wow, cats take a while to catch, and I don't have all the crates stacked up and ready to go, and I don't really have that stuff ready to go. So it's a good reminder also. Dwayne, if people are interested in finding out more about the trailer, we're going to get a picture posted so that we can show people what it looks like. But if they want to learn more about the trailer or about some of these ideas, I've got some ideas here from my notes, but is there a good website that they could check out?
Probably the best way to get a hold of it would be to give me a call. And my office number is 218-726-2936. Eventually, what I see is involving the Duluth Kennel Club and having a list of volunteers ready to assist with the trailer or the shelter. So if we were to staff this and set it up, we would have volunteers identified ahead of time, and those that are comfortable with animals and know how to handle them.
A lot of good dog trainers
absolutely.
Included in the AKC, the local kennel club. That'd be a wonderful option
and
there.
And people like yourself that are familiar with animals and comfortable on animals, that's what we want. Because when you start getting into 3, 4, 5 days, 12-hour shifts, you're going to need several volunteers to staff this thing. And like we saw on July 21st, storm, no power for 7 days in the summer is one thing. If it was the middle of January, no heat, that's where we're going to be, setting up a shelter and needing to find a spot for these animals and keep them warm and house them and care for them for multiple days. So having a good list of volunteers trained and willing to assist is important.
That's a great idea. Dwayne, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Thank you.
Dwayne Johnson joined us this morning. He's with the St. Louis County Rescue Squad, and they have a new equipped pet rescue rehab trailer for use in disasters here in the Northland.